But yesterday was a bona fide almost 10. I'll call it an 8.5. And we'll find out what Pat Pagano thinks. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. Good morning. Heck with the weather. I'm reading some great news, especially if you're in the Hudson Valley and especially you're from Rockland County. Because Rockland County is just announced a local sales tax cap on gasoline starting June 1st and going to February 28th of next year. Further, they noted that in 2022, New York State budget provides a suspension of state excise and sales tax, providing a combined 16 cents per gallon savings to motorists beginning in June and lasting to the end of the year.
Well, huh. Here
isn't that nice?
Yeah, here in Connecticut, we have about a 20 cent a gallon reduction, which started a couple of weeks ago. There's some stations that aren't following it, but most of them are. And then the ones that aren't following will get caught.
Good.
I haven't heard anything about Massachusetts, though.
No, I have not.
But it's a difference. I mean, if you go into the gas, my Explorer holds 16 and a half gallons. You go in before and you're putting gas that was at $4.50 a gallon, right, and now it's at $3.95. So that's 60 cents a gallon. That's $7. That's $7 a tank full.
I don't know where you're getting gas, because there's no $3.95 here. The lowest I've seen here, and this is not if you pay cash, this is through credit card, is about $4.15. If you pay cash, it's $4.06. But I haven't seen anything in the area except the gas stations owned by Russia. They have they're just below $4. And, of course, I'm not buying that gas.
No, but there's this. Well, I didn't check today because, of course, but going home last week, I think at Sharon it was just under $4 a gallon. In Lakeville, it was at $4.09.
Yeah,
there. But tough still, thing. you save yourself a lot of money. You save $6 to $10 a tank full. That's pretty good.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, something's got to be done somewhere. But in the meantime, back to weather. Clouds and sun and breezy today. We're in the mid-60s.
Yeah,
partly cloudy, yes.
When the clouds go by and obscure the sun, the mid-60s gets cold right away.
Right, but this afternoon it won't be like that.
All right.
So it should be a decent day. Partly cloudy, 45 to 50 tonight. Then we have clouds and showers around tomorrow. They will be scattered, most of which will be light. It's not a big deal. 60 to 65. Still a scattered shower, some sun and windy Wednesday, only in the mid-50s. Sunny and windy, low 60s Thursday. Sunny on Friday, probably around 60. And then hopefully fair and mild the weather over the weekend. I say hopefully because you know as well as I do, that could change. It's a Monday and it could always change. But right now it looks at least dry for a good portion of the weekend. The next weather system will come in the following Monday, which will be May 2nd. So I know Marshall's excited to hear what happened when I went to the cabin on Friday.
I figure if I haven't heard anything about the mice yet, there were no mice, I would guess.
You're absolutely right. I have to tell you, though, when it comes to stupid, I should get the award. I get there, and I have a combo lock on the screen door. And I said to myself, I had this lock on the porta potty that we rented. So what I did is I took it off, and I put it on the screen door, which made sense. Yeah. And on the bottom of the lock, it's a combo lock. I have the three numbers. And I said, you know, Pat, you are stupid. Why would you put the three numbers on the bottom? Anybody could open the lock. Well, P.S., I could not. So happens that a friend of mine was up, two cabins away, and I brought him over. I said, do me a favor. Could you try this combo? He tried. Doesn't work. He says, what do you want me to do? I said, do you have a hacksaw? Maybe we can cut off not the lock itself, but the latching. He goes, yeah. So he cut it off just a little bit, nicked it, enough to get the lockout. And I'm sitting there thinking, Marshall, I'm saying, Pat, what's wrong with you? Why would you do that? You would never do that. And I'm thinking, and then it hit me. Bingo. You have to add 2 to each number that's at the bottom of the lock. I did that to make it easy for the porta potty people so that they wouldn't have to remember the combination. And as soon as I did that, of course, bingo, the lock opened. So that was good. I opened that door to the kitchen. Cabin was, I had all my shades up. I didn't leave them down this year. I usually bring them all down, make the cabin real dark. The cabin wasn't even chilly. Nice and bright, clean. I didn't find one turd. I looked in the stainless steel sink. There's always something there. Nothing. I looked on top of the refrigerator. Nothing. There was just nothing. And when I went into the shed in the back, nothing. So I was happy as heck. I met with the contractor. He told me what he's going to do. He said he's going to submit the plans to the town. He says sometimes that could take up to 5 weeks for approval. I said, yeah. And after that, he goes, well, from the time I start to the time I finish, you got to figure about 1 month. He said, but I have no idea when I'll be starting.
So the summer will be over.
Pretty much. So I'm going to have to order the porta potty no matter what, but that's in the works. So that was a good thing. And then, of course, yesterday I had to go back to Queens. But even with the Yankees playing, it wasn't bad. Our 10-minute step there, an hour and 20 minutes back, so that wasn't bad. I saw a movie, ladies and gentlemen, over the weekend. It is on Prime. It's called Backroads. Have you seen it, Marshall?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, the gentleman that was in this movie, he was in that movie with Mike. What's that stripping movie with Magic Mike? He was in Magic Mike. It's not Tatum O'Neal. It's not him. Somebody else. But he was excellent. Now, this is a very intense and moving movie. If you don't want to see something like this, it's got nothing to do with, you know, being scared or anything like that. But if you don't want get into such a deep movie, I would not recommend watching it. Otherwise, it was done extremely well. The premise, and that's all I will tell you, the premise is the mother of 3 girls and a boy shoots her husband and gets sent to prison. That's all I will tell you. Hmm. The rest of it is just, it's very unfolding through the whole movie. I thought it was really, really good. Very good.
Well, I watched a Netflix documentary, movie documentary. And it was called, it's their film. It tells the story behind Animal House and Caddyshack, okay? And it's basically about the person who created both those movies. It's what they call a biopic about the founder of the National Lampoon.
Okay.
I want to tell you, the way they put it together, Martin Mull stars as, now, the kicker is that the man who created both those movies committed suicide back in, I think it was 1998. But anyways, but Martin Mull introduces the film, and throughout the film is that character. And they show various clips of how National Lampoon came about, how the movie Animal House came about, Caddyshack, and they also showed the real wretched times for this person that he had throughout his life. Always wanted to be successful for his father, always wanted his father to love him, and it didn't happen until after he passed. It was a very, 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 if you like the movie Animal House, and if you like the movie Caddyshack, and you want to know some of the stories behind it, this is a great film, okay? It's a great film.
Okay, it's because I watched a documentary on UFOs, and I found that to be pretty interesting.
The title of this is a Futile and Stupid Gesture, of course, which is what happened with Animal House and two of the biggest movie comedies of all time, and he still couldn't come to grips
with life.
Well, with it, especially with the fact that his father didn't think he was successful.
Interesting. Very interesting. And also, are you aware of this postal scam?
Which one?
Folks, they call you and they tell you they're from the post office. And I don't know, you've committed some sort of small little crime, and you have to send money to such and such. Of course, you know right away to hang up, and do not believe it. So that's the latest scam, pretending they're from the postal service. So do not believe it.
Well, the scam that hit Connecticut was companies are calling up people and saying they've got T-shirts which are raising money for local fire departments. And they're not.
So that's even easier to believe that.
Yeah, people are advised if they get a phone call like that to contact the fire company and see if that's true or not.
Yeah, and when these calls come in, folks, it reads as though it's local, right. and it's from the, you know, what they're pretending they are. So just be careful of this all these phone scams.
All right, so we'll look forward to a nice day today, Pat.
Not bad, you know, cloud, sun, 60s. Can't beat it, Marshall.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you mañana.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.